Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
Well, well, well. This is episode 371, top of the day to you, Tox.
Top of the day to you.
How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks.
That's sick, bro.
Fully sick.
Yep. It's been a while. In fact, it's been the beginning of December that we have talked about shows.
It's been a long time.
Because last week Gary and Dale came and they just had too many things. Like, we couldn't talk about stuff. So much so that you got your dinner and left.
Yeah.
And then the week before that we were talking about content creators on YouTube and
I really
social media
that
stuff.
One.
That was a good one.
We should do it again.
And then before that it was
all the busy silly Christmas season stuff. Silly season
so
stuff.
So there's been a lot of watching, but I'm not going to talk about all of it for some different reasons, but the main reason is because I've forgotten them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I will probably see something and go, oh, I watch that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about a couple of things that I've watched really, really recently. One has Keira Knightley in it.
Oh. Mm. I will talk about a couple of things I have been watching and neither of them have Keira Knightley in it.
Okay. Good luck, because the quiz is about Keira Knightley. Now, though, it is time to get into something I like to call the news.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Steven Spielberg was talking about stuff. You know, when people get interviewed and they talk about different things, and not just the movie or whatever that they're spruiking at the time.
Did he talk about the Goonies?
No, he's talking about E.T. and how he stopped a sequel ever from happening.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. He said it was a real hard fought victory because I didn't have any rights. He said before E.T. I had some rights, but then I didn't have a lot of rights. I kind of didn't have what we call the freeze, where you can stop the studio from making a sequel because you control the freeze on sequels, remakes, and other ancillary uses of the IP, so I guess like TV shows or that kind of thing. But he did get it after E.T. was made because it was a success. He said that they were looking. He said I didn't want to make a sequel. He did flirt a little bit with an idea.
Yeah.
It was based on a book called The Green Planet, where you would be going to see
E.T.'s
planet. And he was like, nah, it actually...
It ruins the mystery.
Ruins the mystery, but he said it worked better as a novel than a film, so why bother?
I really commend when they decide to stop at one, particularly when it's an outright success like E.T.
Massive success.
But even the limited series TV shows...
They do a lot of it these days.
I really enjoy, because a good story... It's just a story. Mm. It doesn't have to be seven sequels.
Isn't it interesting, though? I completely and utterly agree with you, but isn't it interesting that you can watch a limited series and go, that was really good. Then about 2 years later, you'll go, I don't remember what that was about.
Yeah.
Vaguely, I don't remember. But, you know, you talk about the X-Files and you're like, oh, I remember what that is.
Yeah. I often think the limited series, I think of them as books.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm assuming most of them are based on a book.
Probably.
But you know it's a good story when it's just a book.
When a book is a book.
Not a sequel.
Mm.
Not a trilogy.
And I mean, even books do that. You know, they'll have one book and then they kind of set up hoping that they can make a series out of it. But when it's just a one and done, you leave remembering.
Yeah.
That you enjoyed it. Like maybe 10 years' time you don't remember what it was about, but you remember enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Right. The Diplomat. Diplomat? Oh, Why did I say it like that? The Diplomat.
Don't know.
Season 3 is going to have Bradley Whitford in it from lots of different stuff. Handmaids.
Yep. West Wing.
West Wing. Revenge of the Nerds 2.
The most important one.
The most important one. But he is going to be playing... I think the first gentleman to, because he's going to be married to Alison Janney in it.
Yes.
Now they were in West Wing together as well. So it's kind of a bit of a reunion.
Nice.
He's just always good in everything he's in.
So good in everything.
Yeah.
He's underrated. I mean, he's highly rated.
I mean, we knew how good he was because we'd seen Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Yeah.
He wasn't one of the nerds.
No, he was not.
He was the bad guy jock.
Yeah, the sworn enemy.
Mm. Just, there was something I saw him in recently and it's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't remember what it was right now. But
was he in the Brady movie?
Oh, he might have been. Maybe he was in the Brady second movie.
Guy who was in Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Laverne and Shirley.
Do you know what I mean?
He was the next door neighbour.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I watched it recently.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise I wouldn't have remembered.
Yeah.
No, he would have been too young, I reckon.
True.
To play that role. I'm pretty sure Bradley Whitford is...
50s? Late 50s
maybe. And Laverne and Shirley's neighbour, Squiggy or the other one, he would be mid-70s, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And when I think of things, I'm always reckoning.
We've only got 1, 2, 3 devices
that
we could check, but we don't.
Not checking.
Fact checking is not necessarily
don't need it.
Our suit.
This is the kind of conversation, right, that you need to have, and it's like a conversation where maybe your devices are too busy.
Hmm.
Where you're not, but your devices are too busy to do anything to help you. Speaking of things that can't be helped, Tim McGraw is a country singer.
Yeah.
I think he might have a toupee, I'm not sure.
Are they no longer Western?
I think they're two different things.
Oh.
You got country and Western, and then you've got country, which I think
is a bit
like,
more poppy.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Not jazzy, because that's a different genre. It's just a bit.
Tim McGraw is a big deal, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He sings those songs, you know?
Yeah.
The ones by Tim McGraw. Anyway, he's had to drop out of a bull riding drama for Netflix because he hurt himself.
Bull riding?
Which I thought it was going to be that. So I'm like, I'm going to read this article to see why. Like, it must have been during the training for the scenes. No. On tour, he hurt himself and pretty badly too. He's having to go, he's having surgery on both knees. He's still got a back surgery scheduled.
Ooh.
So there's going to be a fair bit of recovery time. Now, what is that going to do to a show that stars him as a bull rider in like a competitive bull riding drama?
It's either rewrite or they rebudget.
Recast?
No, they would not.
Not for not Glenn McGrath.
Tim
McGrath. What about the
body
other?
Body double.
Oh. Yeah.
Or they rewrite and he's had an accident. He has to spend most of the season sitting in a chair.
Is he the one married to This Kiss, This Kiss? Unstoppable, This Kiss.
I think so.
I think they're married.
Doesn't she? It could be completely the wrong person, but I think she sings
the
opening song to the NFL.
Really?
And every week her royalties from singing the song, opening song to the AFL. She just changed.
Her name's Faith Hill.
I think that's
her. Is Faith Hill married? Do you want me to? I'm going to write Faith Hill NFL. And if it comes up with something that's weird, we'll know it's incorrect. Yes, she does.
She sings. And pretty much she doesn't need to do anything else ever because the money she gets from singing for the NFL.
I wouldn't. It's kind of like Mariah Carey. Yes, they're married.
Yeah.
I think. He looks different in this picture than that one.
Show me.
Yeah.
But I've got a younger photo in that one.
I think he does wear a toupee. It doesn't matter. He can always just wear his hat.
If he doesn't, where's his hat?
He's a No, they don't have a Cobras. He's cowboy hat.
Cowboy hats.
But a Cobras are pretty much the same thing, right?
They're exactly the same thing. Just they're just the Aussie version.
Okay, right, okay.
And they don't do the little flick on the two
don't
sides.
Don't do a flick. No, they don't do
they're
the flick.
They're all around, aren't they?
Yes.
We are so...
country.
Lacking knowledge today.
We really are. I tell you what, we're not lacking knowledge in. Well, maybe you will be a little bit later on, but we're not lacking knowledge in Keira Knightley stuff.
Definitely lacking knowledge.
But we're not lacking knowledge in the things that we watch because we watch them. So now it is time to get into the
watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I reckon it should be your turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll start with something new.
Okay, great.
I watched the new Harlan Coben miniseries. Series,
that's on
limited
Netflix,
series,
right?
Whatever it's called. Yes,
sure.
It yeah. is on Netflix, and it's called Missing You.
Yeah.
Now, I alluded to this earlier on where I said good.
Oh, you loved
series
it? Because Mum loved it
books.
Too.
Did she watch it already?
Yes.
It is good. I've read a few reviews where people were like, oh, the acting was really bad and they're really stiff as cardboard. And I thought, no, they weren't, because I'm a really big critic of that. When
yeah,
the acting
right.
is not on.
Mm.
However, I thought it was really good. So it follows Detective Inspector or somebody, something like that, Detective Kat Donovan, who very well established in her career, and she works in missing persons. And her life starts to become a bit unraveled when, while scrolling a dating site, her ex-fiancé pops up. Now, that could spiral anybody,
gosh,
I suppose. However, this ex-fiancé went missing 13 years ago.
Ooh, that's a good little premise.
To
I like that.
Never be seen again.
Wow.
And suddenly he pops up there. In the course of all of this, we start to find out that while she is a detective, her father was also
a detective.
I don't know if he's a detective. I assume so. He was definitely in police and he was murdered around the same time
as
the bloke went missing. To just add fuel to her fire, the guy who went down and eventually confessed to her father's murder is dying of cancer and will die in a few days. And so,
if you want the truth.
If you want the truth, you've kind of got to see him.
It's a deadline.
He is
literally
just a bit of a jerk, still doesn't want to give anything away. But what he eventually drops, the bomb he drops, is that he didn't do it. He was paid to take the fall
for it.
So how do all of these little nuggets, these pieces, come together? It's a good story.
Lenny Henry's in it. He plays Clint Donovan. That's all I've got to say.
That's the dad.
Okay.
I didn't recognise it as Lenny Henry at all.
You know,
I'm going to have to go back and have a look now.
The last thing I saw Lenny Henry in was the Lord of the Rings, Power of Power, the Amazon show. And I didn't know it was him at first, but he was dressed up to be a hobbit. So I had an excuse.
I didn't recognise him. Are we really honest? Okay, I'll be honest. Yeah, he does smile a bit, but you don't hear him
doing his Lenny Henry fun voice.
Yeah, and his laugh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
I didn't pick that. That's really spun me out.
Jessica Plummer's in it, and she was in another series that I saw maybe a couple of years ago. It was English, and it was really weird about it kept flashing forward and backwards between two women who lived in the same house but not at the same time.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. She was in that.
There's also Richard Armitage.
Oh,
is
yeah.
in it. You'll know him from everything.
Yep.
And James Nesbitt.
Not to be confused with Joe Nesbo. Who's an author.
Who's a male.
Who's a male.
Author.
Steph didn't know. Always thought it was
a
woman.
I just always assumed it was a female. It was, well, it's J-O.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Missing You. Okay, so that's a couple of people saying that's a good one. Now I'm going to have to really check it out. Otherwise, what will I do? I'll be the uncool person. I don't want to be uncool person.
You already are, but.
Okay, fair enough. So maybe I don't have to watch it?
I think you should. I think it would be a nice little maybe while you're waiting for your shows that drop weekly.
Yeah.
You could watch one or two episodes and feel like you had a nice bite of it and then pick it up again the next day and it will finish fairly quickly.
What if you were married to a pretty high up politician in England and the person that you were having an affair with is murdered by a sniper? And then all of a sudden you may have to become what you were beforehand, which was a spy.
Shame.
Mm-hmm. Helen, that was me. Now this is IMDb. Helen embarks on a passionate affair with a man who has no idea what her secret identity is. Caught in the crosshairs, when her lover falls victim to the dangerous London underworld, her employers call in Sam, which is her old workmate, mm-hmm. to protect her.
Mm.
That is the Keira Knightley series for Netflix as well, called Black Doves. Netflix has had quite a lot of really good dramas lately. Like, really I want to say like the past couple of months. Or maybe it's just that I dipped away from Netflix for a bit and now I'm back because obviously I had priorities. They were Christmas movies.
True.
And now I've jumped back.
They do pull out good dramas quite often.
Mm, they do.
You think months, years, Baby Reindeer, like really good gripping dramas.
That's true. This one has quite a few twists and turns but is not convoluted. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you're like, you know which one I'm thinking of? The one on Prime with John Krasinski in it.
Oh, yeah, Jack Ryan.
It was really good, but I think there was a season, maybe the third season.
With the Russian scientists.
Keep up with it.
That is so funny you said that because that's the one I was thinking of when you went, you know, there are some that are really hard to follow. I'm like, the Russian scientists.
Yep.
I
was like, that was exactly
is this
it.
In the past or is it now? Because I'm not following anymore.
And it wasn't even like we were watching them once every 2 weeks. We were watching like one.
Back to back.
Yeah, or two a day.
Yeah.
So confusing. Sarah Lancashire, she is an actress who you've seen in a lot of things. My goodness, she looked like an older version of Adele in this.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh. I can't remember what her real name is. I'm going to call her Old Adele. But she was really good. She was she was Keira Knightley's boss.
You know? Fun.
Yeah, she was quite in charge. All right, what else have you been watching?
I watched a funny movie that was released, I'm thinking sort of early to mid last year.
Yep.
Again, it's a Netflix one.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I mean, Netflix, if you would like to jump on board with us, you're very welcome.
They're like, nah, we're fine.
Yeah, we're okay. Sure. We're good. We'll just raise the subscription prices a bit more.
Again.
It is a directorial.
Debut.
Not sure it's a debut. But a production of Jerry Springer.
I watched that too.
Stop it. You didn't know
it.
You've got to let me and not you. No, it's okay. You can join me.
Okay,
it's called Unfrosted. Yes. Has Melissa McCarthy in it.
No.
No?
I watched.
Get out of town.
I watched the Jerry Springer documentary.
Did I say Springer?
Yes.
I meant.
Did you mean Seinfeld? Oh, my God. There are too many Jerrys from the 90s.
Too many Jerrys with it. Jerry S's. Jerry S's. So this one, I think it will tickle your fancy. You would like belly laugh.
So it's a movie.
It's a movie. It's got Jerry Springer's in it. It's got.
No. Jerry Springer's dead.
He's not in it. Is he?
Yeah, he died.
When?
A couple of years sometime. Recently. Yeah. I mean recently, like. Maybe during COVID times or before. I'll look it up.
I don't think I knew that.
Anyway. You talk about Seinfeld.
So it has Seinfeld. I should just say Seinfeld.
Just Seinfeld
it's
I
the
think.
Jerry
yeah.
that gets me. It has Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Grant.
2023. It wasn't that long ago.
Not too long ago at all. Jim Gaffigan. Probably not saying his name correctly, but
it sounds like a lot of people who are in things that I have found funny.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you know they are going to ham up and pull out their best ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Like if Will Ferrell was in this.
It seems perfect for him.
Perfect
it's surprising
for
he's
him.
Not.
Yeah. So it's set in 1963, Michigan, and it follows the two business rivals of Kellogg's and Post, who both make breakfast cereals.
Did you know Post or not?
No, I didn't. So that's where
I
didn't research whether it was.
It's fine. No, I was just like, I didn't know Post, do you? And you're saying
no. And they're constantly trying to one-up each other in technology of how to get the best breakfast cereals. And Kellogg's keeps coming out on top, winning all the awards, that sort of thing. But and in the post-factory parking lot.
Post-factory, yes.
Post-factories parking lots, there are some dumpsters, and they saw these kids like running and trying to get into a garbage truck to get into the garbage and then get dumped into the dumpster. And they were like, what are you doing in there? Like, are you okay? You need to get out of the garbage truck or out of the dumpster. And the kids are sitting in there and they're like, this is the best thing ever. And so they've gone dumpster diving to find the thrown out like frosting. And so they're sitting there and they're eating it and they're just going crazy mental. And so they're like, what is in this syrup? So essentially Unfrosted is about the two companies trying to rival each other and sabotage each other to get the best breakfast cereal.
Wow.
It's a funny one. I
don't even think I've seen it there, which is funny.
I'm not sure what it's rated, but
do you reckon it's rude?
Well, no, I was just thinking maybe it is one that you could watch, not with your really little kids,
okay,
but maybe with if you've got older kids because they would find it funny. It's colourful, it's comical, it's physical comedy as well.
Yeah, right.
It could be a fun family one, but check the rating before you do.
Okay.
In case it is a little bit rude.
What was it called again?
Unfrosted.
Unfrosted, not the Jerry Springer story.
It has nothing to do with
it. You know,
that
was a funny thing when you said Unfrosted. I was like, I don't remember the name. That's funny. I don't remember the name.
I don't remember it being called that.
That's a weird name. Don't know why it would be called that. I did not watch that. I watched a different program. It's on Netflix as well.
Oh, my gosh.
It has got the very suave Coleman Domingo, who I'm sure, like, he's one of those people, you just look at him, even when it doesn't matter what character he's playing, you're like, you're a thespian, you're a theatre actor.
Yes.
That is exactly what you are. He stars in The Madness and he is a...
I don't think I've heard this one.
He's sort of a kind of part-time CNN presenter.
Okay.
Who sometimes says things that are a little bit controversial on air, like they're not sure if they like him or not, so he's not always on there. Anyway, he goes out into the woods and because he's rented an Airbnb for a couple of nights and he sees a guy there driving past him and the guy's like, oh, I'm your neighbor, I'm just up there if you need anything. He's like, okay, cool. Anyway, he's in the cabin. And then there's a blackout. So he goes, well, that guy said he's just up the road. I'll walk up there and see, you know, if I can get some help. And he went up there and the guy was just in pieces.
Oh.
Anyway, so he gets chased by the bad guys in the woods and then he gets framed for the murder of that bloke.
Oh.
So he's basically having to try and solve his... solve the murder, which is all twisty as well, and run away from being caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Suspenseful.
Yeah, very suspenseful.
Did you say it was a series or a movie?
Yes, it was a series. I liked Black Doves a bit more because it was, I don't know, the ending stuck a bit more with Black Doves. But the first couple of episodes of this one was good.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really good. I was going to talk this week about... some animation, the animator programs that I've been watching, but I haven't quite finished one of them. So I thought those are the two that I have finished over January. So I thought I would talk about those. And you have talked about two and I've talked about two. So does that mean it's time for the quiz?
I think it might.
Wow. All right. It is called Keira Knightley, Movies and Shows Synopsis.
That is the most creative title I've ever heard.
Thank you so much.
Keira quizzes.
Keira's works.
Keira's quiz. Knightley jobs. Keira's Knightley quiz.
Quiz, yes. Helen embarks on a passionate affair with a man who has no idea what her secret identity
is.
She's
a spy. It's the one you just watched.
Just talked about.
Black Doves.
Yes. I was going to try and trick you. Sparks fly when spirited Elizabeth Bennet meets single, rich and proud Mr. Darcy.
But Pride and Prejudice.
Mm-hmm, from 2005. I didn't see her
version.
I didn't
see it either.
Did not watch. This one follows the lives of eight very different couples dealing with their love lives in various loosely.
Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Good synopsis, Leah. That was a good one.
During World War II, the English mathematical genius Alan Turing tries to crack the German Enigma code to help.
It's called Enigma.
Yeah, the Enigma code, but it's not. It got Benedict Cumberbatch. It's called the Imitation Game.
Never heard of that.
Okay. Really? Because you were nodding.
Well, you just I remembered about the Enigma code, but I don't remember the name.
The name rings zero bells to me. Okay, I get you. Jess Barmer dreams of playing professional football, but her Sikh parents have plans for her a law degree and marriage. Jules, a white female striker, spots Jess playing football and invites her to join the local women's team.
Mm, it's Bend It Like Beckham.
Blacksmith Will Turner teams up with eccentric pirate Captain Jack Sparrow to save Elizabeth Swan, the governor's daughter, and his love from Jack's former pirate allies.
She's played Elizabeth a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's correct. Well done.
What was her name in Love Actually? Do you remember? I want to say Jules.
Oh, you reckon she's played Jules twice, kind of like Keanu plays John a lot, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious.
Because for someone with such a cool name to then
be John. Doesn't he make John cool?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you are a John, we're not saying that you are not cool. We're just saying that Keanu Reeves is
cooler.
I mean, he's a cooler man, but indefinitely, like Juliet.
Stop it. She would be called
She's
Jules.
Juliet, Jules, she would. Yes. They probably did call her Jules, right?
I got that. I totally got that.
We ditched the Keanu talk because this was more important.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
I won. Winning. I mean, apart from the imitation game.
If you had lost, you would have had to have taken my bins up to the road.
Not doing it. But I would have won 10 bonus points for Jules in Love Actually as Juliet.
Yeah.
So Jules. Still a winner.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well done. Now we get to look forward to looking through what we've already watched, remembering and talking about it next week.
Yeah. It's the name of the game.
It's the name of the game. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
Oh, Keira Knightley.